Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Dog Walker by Catherine Graham. My aunt is a dog walker. I know that might sound strange, but that's what she does for a living. She walks other people's dogs. Sometimes, when I finish school early, Mama lets me help Auntie Vanessa. There are 5 dogs that she walks every afternoon. Princess, the French poodle, is white. She is very big and she walks with her nose stuck up in the air. And she has a diamond collar. Her owner, Zianda, is the poshest lady I know. Pepper is a small black grumpy dog. He bites my heel sometimes if I don't watch out. Lucky is a rescue dog and is full of tricks. His owner got him from an animal shelter. Nobody knows for sure what kind of dog he is, but he is friendly and he's the one I like the most. Dash and Lady are brother and sister. They are quite big dogs with light brown coats. They are a real handful because they love chasing balls and squirrel. Sometimes when Auntie Vanessa and I walk down the street with all 5 dogs, people stop and stare at us.
You have quite a few dogs.
Some of them say, I just smile and say, don't worry, they're not ours. One day, I was helping Auntie Vanessa. I was holding the leads of Princess and Lucky. Auntie Vanessa was having a hard time keeping Dash and Lady Dash under control and avoiding Pepper's nips. Pepper, on our way to the park, a cat streaked past and Dash and Lady went bounding after it, barking their heads off. Pepper, Princess and Lucky followed them, and all the dog's leads got tangled. I fell flat on the pavement. Ouch!
Oh, are you okay?
Asked Auntie Vanessa. I got up. My knee hurts, but I'm fine.
Oh.
I dusted myself off. We unraveled the leaves, and that's when Auntie Vanessa noticed something.
Oh, Princess's collar is missing,
she said. My auntie and I searched high and low for the diamond collar, but we couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, what will Princess's owner say?
Moaned my aunt.
Zianda likes her dog to look smart at all times.
The dogs were growing impatient, tugging at their leads. We gave up the search for the missing collar and walked to the park. Auntie Vanessa threw a ball for Dash and Lady.
Dash!
Sprinted across the park, fighting each other to see who would get to it first. Pepper made a huge poo, which Auntie made me clean up with a plastic bag and a stick. Yuck. Then Pepper made a friend, and they spent the rest of the afternoon running after each other and sniffing each other. But Princess refused to join in the fun. Her ears drooped, and she lay down under a tree. I knew she was sad because she'd lost her special collar. At 5 o'clock, it was time to go. We dropped the dogs off at their homes one by one. First, Pepper, who tried to bite me as we opened his gate, then Naughty Dash and Lady. Auntie Vanessa wasn't sad to drop them off. We only had Lucky and Princess left. Auntie Vanessa was dreading telling Zianda that we had lost the expensive collar. Just then, Lucky started barking. He refused to walk any further. He jumped up and down at a lamppost. Auntie Vanessa was cross with him.
Stop that, Lucky!
I looked up. Something was fastened to the lamppost. It was glittering. Princess's collar.
Oh, somebody must have found it and hung it up there.
Hurriedly, I took it down and put it back around Princess's neck. By the time we opened Princess's gate, the poodle was looking much smarter and happier than before. Aunt Vanessa told Ziyanda the story of how we found the missing collar.
Oh, that old thing,
laughed Ziyanda.
They aren't real diamonds. They're just shiny plastic stones.
Aunt Vanessa laughed too. She was very relieved. We waved goodbye and went on our way to take Lucky home. Good dog, Lucky. I petted his head. His tongue hung out of his mouth as he panted. He looked like he was smiling. His tail wagged all the way home. He never did understand why my auntie gave him 2 dog biscuits when we got to the front door of his home that day.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Cassie Lowers and Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.